Merry Christmas and happy holidays, everybody. Welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I am Josh.
And today, we're going to watch Alpha's Magical Christmas. But we already did. We watched Alpha's Magical Christmas. So before we get into it, morphingrid.tumblr.com is our website. You can go there, you can look at posts and stuff. We're all up to date, or at least we should be.
We were, yeah, today. And as of the recording,
I already have the one that we're going to do after this is post-made, so we should be all set. If you want to email us, you can do that at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter, at morphingrid. We're on Facebook, at facebook.com/themorphingrid. And we're on iTunes if you want to leave us a rating or review. That would be awesome. Sad news on the review front.
We got our first. I'm
going
to call it a bad one.
Yeah, it's a 2-star rating. And I was mad about it for a minute, but then I went, hey, I don't care. I'm making this podcast for people who like the podcast.
Right? I'm not mad about it. We're still 4.5 overall, whatever.
It's not the Christmas spirit. No. Who cares?
I'm not after we just had to watch.
I need to grab my notes.
Okay. Alpha's Magical Christmas may have actually killed Christmas. Christmas might be dead.
Christmas is canceled this year. Okay, so we sat down to watch Alpha's Magical Christmas, and I went, you know what's Christmas special? I'm not going to take any notes. And then 2 seconds in, I was like, what is happening? I need to keep a record of this so I know what I'm doing when we talk about it. It's going to be probably a pretty short episode, because my notes are actually more of a series of questions instead of actual notes on what happens in the episode, because spoiler alert, literally nothing happens.
Oh, some things happen in the strictest sense of the word. One thing I'm hung up on.
Okay. Let's jump into it. What do you say? Anything else?
No.
Anything else? Okay, so we start off in the command center, and it's just Alpha and Zordon. Right off the bat, Zordon is way too chipper.
Well, it's because it's Christmas.
But this is not Christmas chipper. This is like...
It's Christmas Eve.
Yeah. But he is not the right Zordon. Something has happened
to
him.
Well, this is new voice actor Zordon.
This is Zordon 2.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. That makes sense. The Rangers are off helping Santa wrap and load presents into his sleigh, according to Zordon. You guys got to hold on to your butts for this one. Okay, so Alpha, I don't know what happened in between note one and note two.
Oh, I'll tell you what happened. Probably a Christmas song.
There was a lot of Christmas songs. Alpha's like, I know, I'll decorate the command center and Santa will have to come here. And also the Rangers will have to because they're riding shotgun on the sleigh tonight. So, we get a montage of Alpha decorating a Christmas tree, except it's not Alpha decorating a Christmas tree. It's a bunch of children.
I think it's even different
it's
children.
Not even the same children
that come in a minute.
So, there are just children putting candy canes.
Are these ghost children? Children of power, ghosts of Power Rangers past.
Oh, God.
That are just trapped in the command center, decorating a Christmas tree.
This is
for
their
Alpha.
Life. This is their afterlife. That is horrifying. So then, they just disappear. So maybe they are ghosts. Because he's like, done. Christmas tree looks great. And there's no more children in the command center. Then, Zordon's like, Alpha, you're being a little over the top. And he's like, no, we gotta make it magical. Christmas, Christmas, Christmas. And Zordon goes, oh, you're right. Do whatever you want. So what's Alpha do? He kidnaps a bunch of children.
Zordon tells Alpha, you're getting a present for Christmas this year, basically. He says something like that.
I hope he says it in that aggressive voice.
And then he's like, press the green button on the console.
Before you go any further, there is a button on the console labeled emergency stop. There is an emergency stop button on the command center computer. Just in case. Continue.
They should hit that and chase into space. We'll have to keep our eye out.
That would be cool. Well, it's blown up by then because it's the power.
But, like, you're right. Maybe because they hit him or... No, they didn't.
Just keep going.
Anyway.
Hits a green button.
This green button... There is a button on the command center console that is just kidnap kids from all over the world and bring them here.
All over the world. We get shots of France and New York and the woods. And like, these are just children on Christmas Eve kidnapped from their beds.
Teleported out of their beds to the command center.
Because it's nighttime all over the world. Everywhere in the world.
Yes.
Because if it's Christmas Eve in Angel Grove, it's been Christmas in France for like a couple hours at least.
Yeah.
Right? So like...
It's like light out.
Yeah. It's not though. It is later. We'll see. There. We'll get there.
Whatever.
So he hits the button. Two dozen children.
Well, they come in like waves.
Yeah.
Like six kids come in and hug Alpha. Because every kid all over the world knows and loves Alpha 5.
Right. Isn't one of them worried about where he is?
None of them know who Alpha is, because the only way you can get in there is to be a Power Ranger.
Or if you are summoned.
Or if you're abducted by a robot.
Is this button what called the Power Rangers there in the first place? And if so, are these kids now deputy Power Rangers?
Like second string Power Rangers?
I don't even... I literally can't even with this.
But yeah, we end with like 36 kids hugging Alpha. One kid doesn't know what to do.
Oh yeah, this kid, he's got like super green pants, right, and an ugly... Also...
Because he comes in, right, and he tries to get in the huggy circle, but like can't fit in. So he's just kind of like, ah, shucks. And he's like walking around, like just reaching his arm in every once in a while.
Trying to high five Shawn
At
Michaels.
One point, there's a song playing and he's just like jamming out.
Okay, I want to bring up now, we said they were kidnapped from their beds. They're all still dressed, though. None of them are in pajamas, which leads me to believe...
But they were definitely pulled out of dark, like, second floor rooms, which are presumably bedrooms that they were sleeping in because the lights were out.
Yeah.
So they were just sleeping in their Christmas best. So they could be ready for Christmas in the morning.
In case they're surprised by Santa, they'll look sharp.
Because, look, my Christmas presents as a kid, or my Christmas pictures of, like, me opening presents in the morning, I'm a mess.
Oh,
got my pajamas on, my hair's going every which way, usually have, like, Pop-Tart hanging out of my mouth.
All of our Christmases go the same way. We've done Christmas the same way forever. And it's get up, open your stocking, eat breakfast, presents. And by then it's, like, lunchtime, but we just, you know, got done with breakfast, you know, like, we take a while.
Right.
We make it last. For the first, like, 11, 12 years of my life, actually probably the entire, every Christmas picture of me is literally me in sleeping pants or my pajamas and then, like, my hair in 100 different directions. And, like, yeah, the same thing. Like, or just, like, basically still asleep once I get past teenager, because then I started being a jerk and I'm like, because my little brother's like, oh, Christmas, he's super hype about it. And me and, like, him and my mom are like that. And me and my dad are like, let's just, Christmas lasts all day. Let's, you know.
Right.
Let's make it last. So, like, I'll just get up later just to make him mad. And I get up super early as is. So, like, I just sleep in on purpose.
That's a jerk move.
It is a jerk move. I'm a jerk.
Yes, you are.
So, all these kids have been kidnapped. But for what reason, you might be asking yourself. Why are these children held hostage in the command center? Well, they're
just to hang out with Alpha.
Just to hang out. And they're also forced to decorate.
And sing.
Around. They're not, because the tree's already been decorated by ghosts.
Right, so they're like, doing like Christmassy crafts.
Yeah, we're watching an art class.
One of them's like, I can string popcorn. And the other one's like, I can make a garland out of looping construction paper, which everybody in the world has done.
Which is neat. Wish I remembered that. I would have done it. Maybe next year.
Maybe. Yeah.
I'll festive this place up a little bit.
Yeah, it's... Could use it.
Look, I got a Christmas tree. It's got lights on it.
It's not even plugged in right.
Boom. It usually is. I just haven't yet. Anyway, these are the children of the corn.
Yes.
Because they're all just like, we love you, Alpha. Let's all make Christmas
And that one girl that's like, ha 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 ha.
Dead-eyed staring at the camera.
I love gingerbread. Ha 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 ha
while you kids do that, I will use my magic to make decorations you would not otherwise be able to make.
To be fair, before the kids started decorating the tree, Alpha pushed the red button on the console. Red and green button. Good Christmas.
Right.
Magically, because he even says, because it magically pulled a Christmas tree down from the ceiling. And he was like, that's what was missing, the magic. So the red button gives Alpha magical powers.
Christmas magic.
That he can make lights appear and giant, suddenly have gingerbread men.
And have a giant gingerbread house.
Yep.
That the kids, that keep that in your pocket. Keep the gingerbread house in your pocket. I hope all of these kids are putties. That's what I was really hoping would happen, right? Because that would turn it into a Power Rangers episode, which this is not.
No, this is, for all intents and purposes of what it is, it's just a 23-minute Power Rangers e-card.
Yeah. Yeah, it's 23 minutes. Most episodes of Power Rangers at this point are 20 minutes long.
Yeah.
We got through 13 and a half minutes. And nothing had happened.
It felt over.
It felt like it was done.
So we paused it and saw that there were still 10 minutes left. They crammed another 46 songs into that 10 minutes.
You ever hear a Christmas song? Literally any one of them? They were all in this. Every public domain Christmas song was in this episode.
In its entirety.
So they get done with the decorations and one kid, they're like, what do we do now? Because Alpha didn't plan anything out. He's just like, let's kidnap some children and just wing it, I guess. And one girl who was laughing like a robot,
yes,
was like, let's make Christmas cookies. So they somehow make Christmas cookies.
And suddenly Alpha just has them.
Then there's another 45-minute montage of them decorating Christmas cookies. Why? Why?
Save yourself the trouble, guys, and just put a good Christmas CD in.
Yeah, just like listen to any
because if you
12
listen to
Christmas songs.
This isn't even a good Christmas CD because half of the voices are Alpha. Like you can pull them out.
Yes. Especially the last one where like everything else fades down a little bit. So they can, it wasn't Silent Night. Maybe it was Jingle Bells? I don't even remember. I don't know what order this happened.
During the credits, I think was Jingle Bells.
No. We'll get there.
Silent Night was the last one he sang with the kids.
With the children. Okay, so anyway, they finish making the cookies. And then it, like, fades out to show that time has passed and fades back in. And Alpha is, it looks like he's zipping his mouth, but he's just brushing off a strip of mouth.
Cookie?
Piece. And he's like, those are delicious. Alpha, you're a robot. How'd you eat those cookies?
I can't do this.
All right, so they're like, all right, what are you thinking about? And Michael is like,
this is Green Pants Kid.
This is Green Pants Kid. He's like, I'm thinking about presents. And then all of the children, including Michael, say, me too. What? No, Michael. You just said, you are obviously thinking that too. You're the one who was thinking it in the first place. The rest of the children are only thinking it too because of your thought.
Yeah, you cannot be in addition to if you are the original thought.
This is like, it's like Fred Durst rhyming words with the same word.
For anybody who doesn't work at Target, this is what the team huddles are like.
Now you made it just sad. Way to ruin Christmas, Josh. Okay, then I was like, man, Zordon hasn't said anything, presumably because he's ashamed of kidnapping children. And then Zordon talks, and he's like, the alarm goes off, and he's like, oh, we're getting an incoming text from Santa and the Rangers.
An open communication link to the North Pole.
No, they're FaceTiming us, whatever. And so it's Santa and all six Rangers. It's all of the five regular ones.
Yep.
And Green Tommy.
Yep.
So that puts this in a very specific place in time.
Puts it roughly around where we are currently.
Right
in
about
the
where
recording
we are
of
now.
This. Yeah.
But that's not when it is.
Keep it in your pocket. We'll get to it
yeah.
when it comes up in a couple minutes.
It gets It gets weird from here. Just the weird Power Ranger stuff. Everything else is still the same. It's still children singing for 20 minutes and then saying one sentence and then singing for another 20 minutes or like 2 minutes. It felt like years. I feel like I'm 45 years old now after watching that. But this is when we paused it. 13 minutes in, nothing had happened.
Right.
Literally, it's just, oh, we made some decorations and cookies and talked about presents.
Right, because they showed Santa and the Power Rangers, and Santa's like, I'm getting ready to go.
Also, that these kids should be acting in a different way. They are getting visual proof of Santa Claus.
Yeah.
With the Power Rangers. I would lose my mind.
Yep.
But they're all like, yeah, whatever, Santa, go inside. We're talking to our robot friend who kidnapped us.
So, we've been doing 25 Days of Christmas movies.
Yep.
And so I post them, which one I'm watching today, on Twitter and on Facebook.
Yep.
And this is live. This just happened in real time as of this recording.
Oh, boy.
So I'll run down the comment list on this one, because it's just day one, or day 21, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, alphabetical question, whatever. So then my mom commented on it, just about like, oh, I bet they have more than one Christmas show on Power Rangers. And I replied to her and told her how awful it was. She laughed and said, oh, well. And now Gary Bingaman, this is spoilers, but this is live, so we haven't done anything live yet, I don't think.
It's not going to be live when they hear this anyway.
No, but it's live on the air, right?
Right.
If that makes sense.
Anyway, go ahead.
He says, that's the one where both Green Ranger era and White Ranger era footage are shown, and it makes no damn sense, correct? Yes, Gary Bingaman.
Yes.
That is correct.
Oh, boy. Speaking of Gary, Gary sent us a Christmas present, and it has not showed up yet, because
he paid for 2-day shipping, and it's been about 5 days.
At least.
Or it will be by tomorrow.
So, we're going to record that, and I'm hoping that it happens tomorrow or the next day so I can tack it on to the end of this before you hear it. So maybe you will later. Who knows? I'm excited. I'm very excited.
Yeah.
Anyway, where was I? There were children singing.
Oh, that could be literally anywhere.
Anywhere in this 23 minutes could
there's
be children.
There's only maybe 2 collective minutes that can't be.
Okay, so then we get a montage of stuff on the viewing globe. Because I think this is when they're singing Jingle Bells, maybe. And they're like showing people being dragged by horses, not by themselves, they're in slaves.
That would have been interesting.
That would have been fun. And then we get like White Ranger Tommy, who
it starts with footage of the power transfer because it's all 5 morphed Rangers. It's like the opening shot in the viewing globe.
Yeah,
it's all 5 morphed Rangers with Adam, Rocky, and Aisha standing behind them.
Yeah,
and then it's like people on a sleigh, and then it's like White Ranger Tommy taking his helmet off.
Being like from the white light, from what I remember anyway.
Yeah.
Being like, it's me, I'm the White Ranger.
The big reveal.
Yeah. It was me the whole time.
I'm the Whiter Ranger.
The Howard Power.
The Howard Power.
How did this get made? How did this, unless all that stuff was just an afterthought, like it was filmed earlier, and then they went, oh, no.
Just show some clips.
Just show some clips. And they did. Because they needed to fill time, because Lord knows there wasn't enough.
No, it can't be that. Because of the way the end is.
Yeah, it's... Oh, man. Okay.
So they knew what they were doing. They were putting White Ranger Tommy in the Green Ranger suit for no reason.
Or they weren't... I don't have my phone. Look up the list of Power Rangers episodes.
Well, we know this episode...
Actually, it would probably be easier just for me to grab the...
This episode is not in canon.
It can't be in canon. For a number of reasons.
Probably first and foremost that Alpha kidnaps like a million kids.
Okay, so... Alright, I'm looking at the list of episodes right now on the DVD. Green No More, which is going to be next week.
Yeah.
Happens before White Light, obviously. Okay? Then... 3 episodes after White Light is the ninja encounter when we switch Rangers.
I don't think we switch Rangers yet. Do we? Don't we get a couple episodes of them not being Rangers? Maybe I'm just making that up. I don't remember.
Maybe that's at the end of Monster of Global... I actually have no idea. Now I'm excited about season two even more.
Yeah, because I don't know Adam.
What's... Yeah. And Aisha. Rocky.
Rocky.
But Adam.
But Adam.
So that's cool. Saba talks once or twice.
A couple times. You think he's like a blabbermouth. He's really not.
In the movie he is, but that's...
Maybe that's what I'm remembering.
Maybe.
I don't know. Anyway, let's talk about Alpha's Magical Christmas some more.
Okay, so... This can't take place any when, because...
No, it exists outside the timeline.
I don't even know when they would have filmed it, because it's clearly after... Jason David Frank. Austin St. John, Walter Jones, and Tui Trang have left.
Left.
But before the white light. Or they're just like, oh, the White Ranger suits at the dry cleaners, put them in the green, no one will notice.
I don't know.
Kids are dumb, no one will care. Because he's in the stuff shot for this episode so far, he's only in Green Ranger stuff. And then we get footage of maybe the future?
I don't know.
Because we also
There's definitely footage later, or it might have been... No, it's after this.
It's after this.
Of Mary.
Of the Virgin Mary. Of the birth of Jesus.
Like a live-action person.
Crying about her new baby.
The viewing globe can look through time.
Confirmed, at least in this canon.
But Rocky, Aisha, and Adam are Power Rangers now.
Yeah, that's later. That's at least...
That's right now, according to this episode.
That is at least three episodes... After when the White Ranger comes in. So who knows what is happening. Then it's time to wrap up. And I feel like at this point there's still 11 minutes left. So they're like, all the kids are like, we got you a present, Alpha. And he's like, you got me a present. You don't have to do that. What did you get me? And they go, first answer these three riddles. And they're like, you can take it with you everywhere, and it doesn't weigh anything. And he's like, I don't know, that sounds like a fake thing. And they're like, it is the gift of love. We're giving you love. Because the kids have no jobs.
Right. They didn't give him a present, obviously. They obviously weren't saving up their allowance.
This
aired, and I'm going to say aired loosely because it was direct to video.
I definitely had this, I think.
October 19th, 1994.
October 19th. That's in... A week from Green with Evil or Green No More?
I don't know.
That might be that same week.
Oh, let me look up Green No More. So that was October 19th, 94, right?
Yep.
Green No More Part 1 is September 27th, 1994.
So 2.5 weeks.
Yeah.
From when the Green Ranger is gone, this special comes out.
Yep.
Way before Christmas.
So it was definitely shot. So it was shot with the Green Ranger.
This would have been a huge spoiler then. All that stuff didn't happen yet if it's only October.
I don't know.
That's bananas.
Let me look up White Light. Is it still the original five at White Light, or did we get the new ones by then?
It's still the original five.
All right, let me look up White Light.
I mean, it's the original three, the original two, and then
source footage of the other
two. And then reruns of the other three.
White Light aired October 17th, 1994, 2 days. And October 18th, 1994. It was part one and two. So it came out the day after White Light.
And you had to watch it when it aired because there was no DVR. There's no Netflix. There's no Hulu or anything. So you had to watch it when it aired.
Right.
I have vivid memories of White Light. I'm very excited to talk about those episodes. But all of the Ninja Ranger stuff, not Ninja Ranger, the like Rocky, Aisha, Adam, they don't know who those people are.
No, because I'm looking at the synopsis. I'm not reading it. I'm just skimming it for names because I don't want to spoil it for myself. It definitely says Zach. It's multiple times in here.
Yeah, they're...
So, yeah, they're still around. There's no new Rangers yet.
That's really weird.
But what happened... I think they shot it Because if it released the day after White Light, they shot it with the Green Ranger suit. And then just edited this footage in.
That they had. Because they'd already shot all that stuff.
Maybe obviously. It's like a preview for what's coming up.
Like a, oh,
maybe Ghost that's of Christmas the, maybe future. That's the hook. It's like buy Alpha's Magical Christmas and see some new stuff.
See what happens next instead of waiting a couple weeks. So we can see during another Christmas song, I don't even remember which one, that we get to see the birth of Jesus, as I said, or like the afterbirth of Jesus.
We get to see Mary staring at him.
Staring at baby Jesus crying a little bit. That's weird in a Christmas movie, in a Power Rangers Christmas special. I thought they were going to lean on the Santa part a lot more.
Yeah.
And they did for the most part, but this is just like one really forced shot. This is directed by Jon Stewart, who has directed a lot of episodes. I did not see who it was written by. Presumably, nobody. There's no way this was written.
Here's what they wrote. Here's the script. Sing songs.
Children sing songs. We'll wing it. We'll see what happens on the day. So then this is the end of the episode, and Alpha opens up this door. Presumably it's a door back to your home, and the door gets to decide where that is. What it looks like is just the door outside.
He's just letting these kids out into the desert, or the Power Rangers were attacked by putties immediately when they did that.
But, and also, some of these kids are from France and all over the world. They're going to arrest Alpha right now.
And give Zordon a stern talking to because they can't do much else to him.
They can't really handcuff him. He's only a head. But yeah, like, he just opens the door. It looks like he just opens the door and is like, all right, out into the desert with you. They leave, and then there's an alarm, and Tommy, Kim, and Billy teleport in. And they're like, and Alpha's like, Rangers, I can't believe you're here. Where's everybody else? And they're like, don't worry about it. They're helping Santa, which we have to go back to once we're done. They're just going to stay there, though. And Tommy's in his green suit.
Yep.
Aggressive shrugging from Josh. So they sing, and they're like, thank you.
They sing, we wish you a Merry Christmas.
Yes. And then they look at they're talking to Alpha. They're like, we couldn't leave you guys here on Christmas. Christmas is about being together, blah, blah, blah. And then they look at the camera and they give the most ham-fisted Saban Christmas special. I don't even remember what it was. It's like, hoping safe, happy holidays so you can grow to be the best person you can be. And like it's fine. It's a good message.
Right.
It's Power Rangers. And then they sing until the credits stop and the sweet release of death happens.
Yeah, because Zordon, when they get there, Zordon is like, Adam, Aisha, and Rocky are still helping Santa, and they pop up on the viewing globe for a second.
Yeah, I forgot about
that.
And
then he's like, the other three are at the peace conference still. I don't even think he says their names.
No, but they haven't gone to the peace conference yet.
No.
Why release this now? Why not wait until closer to Christmas?
Release it after Thanksgiving.
It's not even Halloween. Who are you, Walmart?
Has that just been a thing that always happened that we didn't notice until we worked there?
Everybody who's worked there longer than us complained about it too.
Every year, though.
You're right.
Because it happens at the same time. It comes in with the Halloween stuff. And everyone there is like, oh, it's earlier every year.
Maybe it
is. But it's always the same time every year.
I don't know. We get one final message from Alpha saying, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. And then, thankfully, it ends. Oh, guys.
And that's the episode. MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website. You can go there and look at pictures of the episodes and check out some stuff. I forget what Jake says at that part.
I just say it's our website, and then I move on to the email, which is
littleidiots.morphinggrid@gmail.com is our email. You can email us questions, thoughts, disappointment, whatever you have going on.
Comments, headcanons. I want to be more interactive going into the new year, and that's That's all on you guys, all right?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to Christmas shame you, but...
He is trying that a little bit.
I'm not trying.
We established earlier in this episode that he is, in fact, a jerk.
Kind of a jerk. Anyway, yeah, just email us stuff. I wanna have more, especially now that the episodes are getting shorter. I want some stuff at the end that can just be, like, fun, not necessarily devoted to the episode stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where else are we on the internet,
Josh?
We're
on Twitter at Morphin Grid. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/TheMorphinGrid. And we're on iTunes. You can leave a rating and review.
Or just a rating if you're scared.
Or just a rating if you're afraid we might shame you on the air. Which we will. Probably not do. We will read it, though.
Yes. If you leave us a review, we're going to read it.
Yeah.
Even if it's bad. Especially if it's bad. I don't go out and leave bad reviews now to prove a point. Please leave good reviews.
Leave honest reviews.
And if you have...
Let us know what you actually think. That's all. That's all we want.
That's it. I don't even want... We're not doing final thoughts. So that time is coming.
It was garbage. We're done.
It was the worst. I want to do this every year because I pretty much hate myself, I guess.
Well, hopefully by next Christmas you'll like yourself a little more because I can't. I can't do it again.
Next year, I'll do a Morphinometer. We almost did one because I had a thought, and I was like, no. It would have been a lot of us laughing out of despair.
There's a lot of me going, what? And burying my head in the couch.
Yeah, that's it. So if we have received Gary's package, we're going to do an unboxing. It will be cut in a second. If not, hope you have a Merry Christmas tomorrow. Hope you have happy holidays if you don't celebrate Christmas. Hope your New Year's good. We'll see you before New Year's, though. We'll see you at least twice before New Year's.
Yeah, New Year's is coming up.
Yeah.
Christmas is a few days away. It's today, if you're listening to this.
Or it's, yeah, well, it's tomorrow.
Christmas Eve and Christmas are both Christmas.
Sure.
Christmas Eve is, the older I get, the more I like that better.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you very much for listening. Merry Christmas, and until next time,
may the power protect you.